WFSU is part of the American Graduate Let's Make It Happen public media initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The initiative is designed to address the high school dropout crisis with a focus on building the knowledge, understanding, and resources required to improve graduation rates in our community. Florida Education Commissioner Gerard Robinson.
One is showing a link between graduating from high school and long-term earning. A lot of research identifies the more education you have, the more money you make. So making a clear link between graduating to go into have a college career or a professional career is important, because for too long, we simply tell students, you just need to graduate from high school. Then the question is, for what? So that's one part. Number two, we've got to find ways of engaging a generation who learns a lot more from phones and from computers than we did when we were in school. And so how they learn and what motivates them to move is very different than our generation. I'll just say that. Third is to figure out what in the system haven't we done enough of. Have we involved the parents or the adult caregivers enough in the system? We know the research between having engaged adults in a child's education and the likelihood that they will complete. I can tell you, having done some of the work with Bayo and others, is that many of our parents have had horrible experiences with the school system. They themselves may have been a dropout. So to think that all of a sudden now you're going to become an advocate for your child at the school where you yourself decided to drop out is kind of tough. We've got to change the culture of schooling and how we do wraparound intervention where we can. And that's something even at DOE we're doing through our regional directors. You know, I just think, you know, learning how to read, how to write, how to do arithmetic, the former three R's, there's just certain basics we should learn.
The American Graduate Let's Make It Happen initiative is funded through a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more information, log on to WFSU.org.